Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what John says and why he's writing. Peter says, we believe it. We're sure that it's the case. You're the Christ. You're the Son of God. Not everybody believed it. I don't suppose that's changed much. For some people in the Lord's day, belief proved to be very difficult. Go back to verse 41 and 42. The Jews murmured. They said, how can this be? Don't we know him? Don't we know his parents? Isn't this Jesus? Isn't he the son of Joseph? How can this be? How can he say, I'm from heaven? A little further, it proved difficult for some of the disciples. Verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? It even proved impossible for some. Verse 66 says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Let me ask you this morning, what do you believe? Do you believe he's the bread of life? Do you believe he sent down from heaven? Do you believe that he alone is able to satisfy your soul? No other teacher? You believe that? It's one of the things that blows my mind when I hear of Christians wrapped up in other religions. I have no concept of that. I have no concept of that because Jesus Christ is the bread of life. If he is, then what are they? When you start pursuing other teachers, when you start pursuing other interests and other things, well, you know what? I'm into Kabbalah now. Really? You know, I've been studying this new age religion. For real? You know, Eric, have you seen this latest thing? All the stars are doing it. I mean, everybody is into it. You haven't seen, no, turns, I haven't seen it because Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. Everybody else then cannot be feeding and satisfying your soul. No other doctrine, no other Savior, no other belief. When Jesus was being tempted, he said this, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. You know the rest of the verse? But by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Why? Because I am the bread of life. We talk about studying. I don't know if we're doing people a favor or leading them in the wrong direction when we use that kind of language. I know what we mean, and I know we mean well by it. I do. I know 2 Timothy 2:15 in the King James uses the word study. It actually means give diligence. This would be a better rendering. The ASV, I think, does it that way. So when we talk about study, here's what happens. People think in terms of a duty and a responsibility that kind of echoes schoolwork and college or high school, where I have to go home, open a book, read it. While there may not be a test, I need to learn facts and figures and dates and people and places and things so as to mark off my list that I have now studied. I put in my hours. It might be one of the saddest descriptions and depictions of Christianity that you could ever have. John chapter 6 isn't talking about studying. It's calling upon humanity, especially his disciples, to understand something. That if you don't have Jesus, if you don't take his teaching, if you don't imbibe it into your soul, then you have a physical body with a dead man in it. And he's going to die, and so will the soul. Jesus is oxygen. How about that? If I told you to breathe, you wouldn't go around thinking, well, let me punch my card and get a few breaths in. You would think, if I didn't, I'd die. Jesus is water for the soul. Don't go around thinking, well, let me see. I'll go 6 weeks without water because I don't want. No, I need to live. Friends, your soul is at stake. And for sadly too many people, there is a shriveled up, unhealthy being inside of an otherwise healthy physical body. And Jesus is saying, I am the only thing that will give life to that soul. Next time you think about contemplating the Bible, you think in terms of eating to stay alive. Read a blog this week, or at least the title of it. The lady said, I eat once a week. She got me because I kept scrolling. And then she said, sorry, I lied. But many people do. She is talking about John 6. Many people eat once a week. They come, the preacher feeds, and then they go home. The Bible sits. Our lives are in the chaotic state they're in, if there be such, because the soul is desperately crying out for nourishment, and there's only one who can feed it. You don't get Jesus and his word into your soul. That's the explanation for the chaos in our lives. Not about how much, not about how many. It's about sustenance and living. I am the bread of life. Do you believe it? Not a Christian this morning, become one. Become a Christian. Man, it's the greatest life in the world. There couldn't be a better one. You couldn't make up a better life. You couldn't invent a better life. Because Jesus Christ and the God of heaven gives life. Believe that he is the Son of God. That's the question. Jesus said you must believe. John said these things are written that you might believe. Repent of your sins, confess his name, and be immersed in water, buried with him in baptism. Let him wash away your sins. Rise to walk in newness of life. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby and live a faithful life to him. If you are his child, how's your health? How's your soul? How's your relationship with Jesus? Are you feeding it? Are you living eternally so because of the sustenance of the bread of life? If not, make a fresh run at Calvary. Give your heart and life back to God. Labor not for the food that perishes, but give your life to that which endures unto everlasting life. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.